When you swim in the flood, you are being assisted. And that is not the real understanding of swimming. Without the flood, when you can swim, that is the real understanding. And the key understanding is you are lighter than water. Your true physical body is lighter than water because of your lung space inside there with the air. So when you go into the water, you have faith and the understanding, you just let it sink down. Like when you relax, you just let your physical body settle down by itself. So like the buoyancy, you let it sink down. Then when it reaches a certain depth, the buoyancy force, which is equivalent to the volume of water, the mass of the volume of water displayed by your body, that buoyancy force will push it up. Where that buoyancy force is actually higher than your bodily weight. So the upthrust, Archimedes principle they call it. So that is your buoyancy force, the upthrust push you up. So when it pushes you up, you realize your body is lighter than water. The natural state is buoyancy. Means I don't have to do anything. I'm in that natural state of buoyancy, understand? Then to swim, what must I do? I only move my hand and leg, understand? That is understanding swimming. Otherwise, you don't know that your body is lighter than water. This principle of Archimedes' principle of buoyancy. Then what you do? As you step into the swimming pool or into the river, every step you take, you sink down, understand? It's like you cannot float. So when you want to swim, you think you must struggle to float, understand? To maintain buoyancy. So when you struggle, you are actually being deluded. You lost your ability to float. So that struggling takes away a lot of strength, energy, stress. That's why that freestyle swimming without understanding buoyancy consumes a lot of energy. But when you understand, swimming becomes very natural, very simple, like your meditation. If you know that the natural state of mind is already the meditative mind, tranquility, stillness, then why do you go and struggle and meditate with the thought base and create all the thinking inside there? You just relax and maintain awareness and let that mind, which is the mundane mind that stir and react with all the mind state, return to its original state. You understand? By not doing anything, that mind will return to its original state. Where you don't create delusion, wrong view, you don't stir. The mind state that arise, your fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, insecurity, cannot arise. Where you don't give it any condition to arise. So swimming is the same. When I know buoyancy, I relax, maintain the faith that it will float, then I experience it. It floats. So like this one, the four support, I say relax, yeah, like in the swimming, then maintain awareness, then it will arise. Then you will understand what the awareness is. It's the same. So when the upthrust push you up, then you realize that is the truth. That's why all those who know how to swim say, no need to struggle. Just go in and relax, and the buoyancy will be there, then just move. So meditation is the same. Your true mind, the original mind, before the stirring, is already the tranquil, silent mind. Stillness, your true mind. So if you understand that, then what is meditation? No need to do anything. Don't stir your mind. Just let it settle down and return to its original state before your mind stir, create all the fear, worry, anxiety, the mind state. before all the sankhara thing went in. So when there is pure awareness without thought, without the content, then you become the true mind. Understand? So it's like buoyancy. When that thing float up, you become in the state of buoyancy. You can float without doing anything. You can realize your true mind, the awareness nature, sati, without doing anything. That's why don't try to know, don't try to do. Just relax and let the mind settle down. Let all the sankhara slow down. Yeah. Then the true mind will surface. Yeah, Pujai. Yeah.
Gratio.
Yeah.
Swimming is a very interesting subject that
I want to talk about.
Because swimming, I had not been swimming for a long time, right? Mm. I think I shared this before.
Mm-hmm.
So during the COVID 2020, the last time I swim was 2019.
Yeah.
So 2020 to 2022, I actually never swim because of COVID.
Yeah.
But once they had released, opened up the, the lockdown, so I started swimming. So I started swimming that in 2020, I started developing
mindfulness
also. So from my experience of this swimming, right, I mentioned before that this swimming actually helped me to speed up my sati development.
Yeah.
So because as Rajya said, right, the swimming is extremely relaxing. Actually,
Very relaxing.
I swim is relaxed. So in doing that, right, I developed a very strong mindfulness. And out of that, I see a lot of things that I never see before. You know? And that part I think I shared before, lah. But what I want to say here is the swimming, if anybody in this group actually knows swimming, the swimming really helps you to speed up your mindfulness. And go and try it.
Because when you understand the concept behind the swimming, then you no longer deluded. You don't struggle to keep yourself afloat. Because your natural state is buoyancy, like your true mind is already the meditative mind. Why must you go and create all the stirring of mind and the thought process to make it become otherwise? So no need to do all those things.
For me, I want to emphasize this because this is from my experience. Because when you swim, right, there is no thinking.
So
it's just aware your movement.
Yeah.
So after you do for a while, the sati feels up, you know, the sati feels up. So you should try that. That is really, really good. No thinking.
It's just like walking. When your bodily movement, the body and mind move as one, the awareness and the movement become one. Do you know what happens? You are in the state of sati. No resistance. You walk like no need energy. You keep on moving.
Because Radio, the heedless people will continue thinking while walking.
Yeah, the resistance.
Yes.
So they cannot harmonize.
Correct.
So the body and mind has a lot of resistance.
But swimming cannot do that. Swimming you do that, you will sing, you know.
Yeah.
So that is where it will help you. Right? You cannot think at all. You have to just swim, relax. Then you will see the sati building up. But walking up, because human being has been heedless for a long time, so continue to think heedlessly, you know. So you will not develop your sati. So that swimming is really, really helpful. I mean, I just want to emphasize that. If you know how to swim, go ahead and do it. Okay?
Yeah, sadhu. Thank you.